from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You guys see Mike Greenberg will reportedly be the next host of Sunday NFL Countdown.
Yeah, so he'll take over for
Samantha Ponder.
Samantha Ponder, who just got fired, along with Robert Griffin III.
He got fired for the croissant picture?
I mean, it was coincidental, I imagine.
Okay, because, yeah, I'd have to let him go after that croissant picture. We don't condone that in this company.
Looked like a good croissant to me. I thought it looked delicious.
I mean, if you can't shove a giant croissant down your throat and post it on social media, what can you do nowadays?
What kind of country are we living in if you can't take a picture with a big honking croissant in your mouth?
You could decide, Jimmy, not to.
You like croissants, Jimmy?
You can decide not to.
Is that a trick question?
No, no. Do you like croissants? You strike me as a guy who doesn't like croissant. Like, you strike me as just like bread. I need to have bread the way I know bread is, and like a croissant would be too flaky for you. I think you might get, I don't know, overwhelmed because the croissant's coming apart. You don't know exactly where to put the butter, the jelly. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I love croissants, especially the ones from Costco.
Oh. Look at that. Well, he loves everything from Costco.
Yeah, I do.
I forgot Costco had croissants. I withdraw the question, counselor.
Costco, huh?
They do have some.
What do you put
croissants
on a croissant?
Butter.
Butter. You call them croissants, or do you say croissant?
I say croissants.
Croissants. Croissants.
Croissants.
Croissant. Interesting.
Oh, croissant. Uh-huh.
You ever call them a croissant?
Never.
All right. What about like a Perrier? You drink a Perrier or a San Pellegrino?
No, I do not.
You know, like a sparkling water?
No, just regular water.
Gotcha.
Croissant.
A croissant. You look like a croissant, some croissant jelly.
I don't know why you messing with sparkling water. I love sparkling water. I
love sparkling water.
And Fresca.
Well, that's soda.
No, it's not.
Well, it's zero calories.
No, it's not. Calories. It's not soda anymore. Like, now Fresca has sparkling waters as well.
Mm-hmm.
They do?
They do.
Fresca and the soda?
Well, yes, but Fresca sparkling also water. Has sparkling water.
I don't know about this. Let me see this.
Well,
they're always on sale at Publix, right. 2 for 1.
I have it in my fridge. I mean, you can't say I don't know about it. This is the same thing that happened with the boneless chicken breasts at Publix, where you claimed that it doesn't say boneless on it, but it does. Like, we own these products, Hawk. You can't shake your head
Fresca
and say no.
Fresca's a soda. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm looking at it.
They have soda, but now they also make sparkling water.
I searched Fresca sparkling water.
Okay.
And all that comes up is Fresca soda.
Okay.
And they're a Coca-Cola product, by the way.
And it's bubbly. They're giving away bubbly like mosquitoes give away mosquito bites. But bubbly is 10 cent a can.
Yeah.
They might have did that little push too heavy with old Bublé, whatever they did.
Oh, Michael Bublé? Did they bring him on the campaign? I didn't see that.
No, he was on for bubbly. He did the advertisements for bubbly, Michael Bublé.
Then they thought it was going to be great, and they made 7 million cases, and now they're on sale for 19 cents. I got 40 cases of bubbly in my garage.
I used to be a La Croix lifer, but let's be honest. I'll buy a BOGO anytime that bitch is available.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
For Bublé?
Yeah, I'll take home a Bublé. 2 for 1. BOGO, whatever the deal is.
Oh, Solana, sometimes I don't get out of the first 8 steps of Publix because all the 2 for 1s are in front.
It's incredible.
Right there when you walk in. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like,
thank you.
I don't even Ronzoni, but why not?
Thank you. Chocolate wafers, thank you. Oh, the strawberries that expire tomorrow, thank you. Strawberries, 8 boxes for $10, and I think I'm getting over on them.
How do you guys feel about returning things at Publix? So I bought corn muffins. They were 2 for 1. And I love these corn muffins from Publix. I love all their muffins, blueberry, whatever.
You mean like their bakery-made corn muffins?
Yeah, the ones that they make at the bakery. And I bought a 2 for 1 box about a week ago. No,
butter the corn muffin?
I don't butter them. I want them as dry as possible, man. I mean, I want to put it in my mouth, and I want it to literally choke me.
Mm.
You cut them?
Mm.
Yeah, I cut it right in half.
You warm it up?
Nope. Eat it cold.
I like corn bread over a corn muffin.
I'm with you, but I also like a corn muffin.
The shape or...
Yeah, I just like for whatever reason, the corn flavor doesn't exude muffin to me.
Not true. Muffin's supposed to be sweet.
Feel like it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I ate 4 last week. Then I had 4.
How many
were
in the pack? 4?
4, right. But it was BOGO. So I had eight corn muffins. I ate 4, the first box last week. Then I went on this cruise. I came back yesterday. And the other 4 have mold on them, but they're only a week old. I mean, I bought these Wednesday, maybe, so less than a week old. And listen, it was BOGO. It was free. But I kind of want to go return the box and say, hey, I mean, these didn't even last me a week. But I don't want to be that guy that's returning stuff to Publix. So I'm
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, Hawk. Yeah, well, I'll take something back to Publix. But you literally didn't pay for them. You're going to take them back to get nothing?
Right. What a great deal. That's why I would do it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would do that in a heartbeat.
So when they see on the receipt, they're going to say, hey, it's buy one, get one free.
Nobody brings it. You walk out. You literally can walk up to that Publix counter with anything. They're going to give you one of their little gift cards.
Oh, by the
way, I bought these Fantasy 5 tickets. None of them are winners. All right. Here's $5 on a card.
No, Solana. Yeah, that's stealing.
Mm-mm.
But I paid for it.
He only bought them because he was getting 4 free. He didn't get what they offered him. Now, did you turn the air conditioner at your house when you went on the cruise? Did you turn the air conditioner way up so that it was super steamy in your house? And then that may have caused the mold to show up a little quicker?
I did put it at 78. Yeah, I did. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah. I'd bring them back. I like to say too that I also bought 2 gallons of milk, and both gallons were bad. I couldn't carry them back. I have a bad back. I poured them down the drain. But I'd like to get a refund for those as well.
It goes $9.
And then if they do that, I go, and another thing. I bought the 18-pack of Pete and Jerry's eggs. Half of them were broken. And what did you want me to do? Bring them back? So I'll need the refund for that.
That's stealing. I don't steal.
Yeah, I do. From Publix, it's okay.
No, Jack. I'm a Christian.
Publix doesn't care.
Anyways, it's National Radio Day too, right? Like, throw us a solid, Publix. We are radio guys.
You know, you tell them that when you walk in.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll move on here. The Marlins, they lost to the Diamondbacks 9-6 yesterday. They'll host the Diamondbacks tonight, 6:40, game two of their three-game series versus the D-backs.
We're laughing at it.
I have my notes from yesterday, and I just write down random stuff when you talk. And I got the best potatoes because yesterday was National Potato Day. And I was at a meeting today, and a guy said, I love the show, love Hawk and Crowder, I listen all the time. He's like, I love it because even yesterday, y'all were talking about quarterbacks, and the next thing I know, you're arguing about potato chips. It's just, it's like, it just keeps me on my toes. And I was like, I thank you so much.
You know what? I meant to mention this yesterday on the show, and I never got a chance to. So I go to the Dolphins game Saturday night. I'm in the suite. Three separate people. Two of them worked at the radio station. One of them was a listener. One of them was an advertiser who listens to the show. Three separate people. What you guys did with Oreos kept me in my car. I said, really? Because I didn't know that segment worked. One person pointed out Jimmy jumping in with the, I love the golden Oreos, and Solana going, I don't think you understand what they're talking about. he was like, what a great back and forth that was. I said, yeah, I caught that myself.
Uh-huh. Because he was so excited. The video of that.
He thought
is
we
so
were
great.
Talking about Oreos.
I mean, Jimmy was fully right. entrenched.
We were trying to start a race war, Jimmy. You got yourself involved in a race war.
Unintentionally.
How they always start.
Two gangs about to fight. Jimmy just walks up. Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I forgot. That was funny.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Looks like it's going to rain again here in El Portal. I know it's been raining in parts of South Florida, so drive safely. Gentlemen, that is your weather. Back to you.
All right, we will continue our National Radio Day celebration throughout the afternoon. Someone texted in, I've seen people return half-eaten fried chicken at Publix. They take it back, no questions. They do. They'll take back anything, no questions. I mean, you don't want to get known at that particular counter. They'll take back anything. They really will. I return the popcorn chicken. I leave one popcorn chicken in there. I go, this was no good. This was terrible. I've had your popcorn chicken. I love it. This canister of it was no good.
This guy, this one fella.
I actually fill it with rocks, hoping that they're not going to, because they're not going to open it. I'm sorry. This was no good.
I can't do it.
I really don't do that. I will do, I'll return milk. If I have just bought it and it's still in the date and I smell it and it's bad, I'm not going to, like, if I've had more than half of it, though, then I chalk it up as a loss. But if I open it and it's bad and the date is still good, that annoys me. But then you have to keep it out. Like, you have to keep it in your house till you go back to Publix, which can get annoying. And the other thing that I'll potentially return, we've had this conversation on the air, fruit. What if you buy, their fruit's expensive. They do a great job cutting it up and it looks nice, but it's expensive. What if you buy fruit and it's terrible on the first bite?
You got a bad batch.
Right. Is there an inherent risk in buying fruit?
Yes, always. Yeah. Especially the one you're talking about, the pre-cut one, the pre-cut stuff.
Like the fruit salad, the mixed fruit salads.
Yeah. And then sometimes the pineapples are like, they're not sweet yet. So they're not, they're hard. But
I mean, if you buy something that's out of season, for whatever reason, we went to Publix a couple days ago. I am, and I don't even like mango. All of a sudden I do. Like, I like mango, but I don't, like, it's not fruit that I would just sit down and eat. All of a sudden, I am just dying for mango. We're at Publix, and I asked Lori, I'm like, is it still mango season? She's like, nah, it's come and gone. I'm like, I look in the fruit section. Dole has, like, mango slices. Yeah. You know, it's not cut by Publix, but it's, like, in a package. I don't know. They're kind of mushy. It's not the best mango that I've ever had. I'm going to eat a few more slices before I bring it back.
Listen, get you some vinegar, some Crowder powder, and some tahine.
Yeah.
Tahine. For the love of God.
Right, that tahine. Yeah, no, you got to put the tahine on.
For the love of God. Tahine. Tahine.
Yeah, the tahine.
I'm talking about the little bottle with the red stuff
in it. Spices? Yeah, tahine. A little tahine.
No, there's no R. There's no R in tahine. Yeah. Tahine.
But you flip the top open and it's like open with a star in it.
The tahine in there. You get yourself a fresca soda. Time of your life.
I love it.
And a croissant.
Jimbo.
What we're talking about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.